A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 3, verse 20, etc. When Jesus started to preach, he was about 30 years old, being the son, as it was thought, of Joseph, son of Heli, son of Meliah, son of Menah, son of Mattathah, son of Nathan, son of David, son of Jesse, son of Obed, son of Boaz, son of Salah, son of Nashon, son of Amminadab, son of Admon, son of Arni, son of Hezron, son of Perez, son of Judah, son of Jacob, son of Isaac, son of Abraham, son of Terah, son of Nahor, son of Canaan, son of Arphaxad, son of Shem, son of Noah, son of Lamech, son of Enos, son of Seth, son of Adam, son of God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Well, here in New Zealand, in the Maori culture, the whakapapa is extremely important. The whakapapa is very similar to the genealogy that we have just heard of Jesus, something that's been lost perhaps in the European culture. Sometimes people, when they retire, they start looking back through their ancestry, finding interesting links. But for the Maori people, a child learns to recite his whakapapa very early in life. Then at any important gathering or being received into another branch of the family, he recites his whakapapa. Or at the beginning of an important speech, a version of the whakapapa is presented first at the beginning of the speech, whether it be at an important ceremony, at the funeral rites of someone, the launching of a book, through a special ceremony for any occasion. The whakapapa is recited. And it's all about relationships. Not only relationships with one's immediate family, right back through many generations, but also the relationship with the land, with the river, with the mountain, the relationship to all of creation, right back to the beginning, right back to the source of all creation, the creator of the cosmos. And this is what is presented to us today in Luke. Through the line of Joseph, Jesus' whakapapa is presented through many generations, right back to God, right back to Adam, the Son of God. So this is a reminder to us that we are all in relationship with all other human beings around us. We don't exist apart from our relationships. Our right relationship with the land, with other people, with branches of our own family, our right relationships with God and with all in the spirit of our being and the spirit of others. This is important for a well-adjusted person, a well-adjusted society. And it's something today that is a bit lost or ignored in our social way of living, the drive for economic advantage, the drive for individualism. These militate against the right relationships among all, and right relationships with the source of all life. It's interesting that science is presenting us so regularly now with advanced understandings of the science of the world, the relationship between planets and stars, the influence of gravity, the influence of so many things in outer space, and the way they possibly will affect our generations in the future. At the same time, science is understanding more and more about our personal DNA, the way we have received so much of our being from one side of the family and the other side of the family. Nothing that we have is but given. We are the complete recipients of our being, the recipients of our culture, the recipients of the society we have grown up in. It's our role then to maintain these right relationships and continue in the service of others in all so many fields. The gospel began with the message, and when Jesus began to preach, different translations present it slightly differently. Some say it started his mission, and some say he began to preach. And perhaps that's what we, as preachers in this program, need to remember also, to constantly have an eye out for the right relationships with the world around us, with all the people around us, and with the source of all life who dwells within us.